It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
And good morning, everyone. This is Brian Dust in for Greg Sapp with the check of local news. Right now in Effingham, well, we've climbed into the 50s, currently at 51 degrees, headed towards a high of 69 here on a dry but somewhat cooler than we've gotten used to Friday. We'll have a full rundown of your forecast, including that Memorial Day holiday forecast coming up. Speaking of this upcoming Memorial Day, Governor J.B. Pritzker in Illinois has asked that all persons who are able to, according to the Illinois Flag Display Act, are invited to fly the flags at half staff. That would include both the U.S. flag and the Illinois flag there in honor of Memorial Day on Memorial Day morning. That's sunrise on Monday, May 26th, until noon on Monday, May 26th. Many Memorial Day activities that we'll be discussing later on today in our community calendar. First of all, starting off here in Effingham, where city council members this week approved an intergovernmental facility use agreement with the Effingham and Teutopolis school districts. And this agreement allows the city to use the school facilities in the event of an emergency. The council also awarded a bid for downtown benches and trash receptacles for just over $67,000. And they filled two vacancies on public bodies. That would be Grant Bushu, who was named to the Effingham Public Library Board of Directors, and our own Tanya Siner, who was named to the Effingham Tourism Advisory Board to replace our own Dave Ring. City Administrator Steve Miller discussed cemetery rates for the upcoming 4 years, saying rates have fallen behind costs, so he suggested a $100 increase this year, in addition to the annual $25 increase. Miller also discussed the upcoming change in the electrical aggregation rate for Effingham and other communities in the local consortium, with the new rates due in June. He said the rates offered by the current provider might not be much different than the Ameren rate. Also, Fire Chief Brant Yoakum said that a replacement of one more outdoor storm warning siren is expected soon, and that'll be the last of the city's 9 sirens to be replaced in an annual replacement. Also, Police Chief Jason McFarland reported that City Police Detective Matt Holscher, in his role as a special DEA agent, recently investigated a drug transaction that resulted in a federal indictment against a subject. Also in, well, word of the wheat projections regarding a Southern Illinois wheat tour, courtesy of our friends at Farm Week. As for the second year in a row, data collected from the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour projected a record-weighted average yield. This year's estimate is a stout 106 bushels per acre in an article from Farm Week. The tour, organized by the Illinois Wheat Association, included 4 groups that collected tiller and spikelet count samples from 89 fields in 22 counties on May the 20th. According to Jessica Rutkowski, a wheat breeder with the U of I, who told Farm Week, quote, "Everything looked good even before crunching the numbers. There was some lodging, but we've had some pretty severe weather, so that's not really too surprising," end quote. Yield estimates range from 50 bushels per acre in Coles County to 154 bushels in Clark County, with projections for 14 of the sampled counties exceeding 100 bushels. Rutkowski said the estimate has her optimistic about the 2025 crop, but wheat still needs to go through the critical grain fill period, which will impact final yield. She told Farm Week she's a little concerned about quality because it's not showing up now, but head scab can bite you overnight, according to this quote. Also, moving forward, Rutkowski said the wheat crop in Southern Illinois could use some drier weather, but the cooler forecast should be beneficial for grain fill. The crop is on pace for an average harvest period, saying, quote, "Some say it might be a little bit behind schedule compared to average, so that's possible. A good rule of thumb is June 20th for the beginning of harvest in Southern Illinois, And I think that's probably where it'll be this year, according to Rutkowski. As of May 19th, the U.S. Department of Ag reported wheat heading in Illinois was behind the average pace at 63%. The department rated the condition of the crop 5% poor, 35% fair, 49% good, and 11% excellent. And State Representative Brad Holbrook from Shelbyville presented certificates to officers at the Shelbyville Police Department after they were recognized by the U.S. Secret Service for their actions in saving a resident from a $250,000 scam. Sergeant Paul T. Bennett and Officer Joseph H. Hook were assigned to a case to help someone who had fallen victim to a phone scam and had filed paperwork with their bank to transfer their money to a fraudulent online payment service in exchange for gold. With help of the U.S. Secret Service, the Shelbyville Police Department worked to stop the transfer, sparing the victim's life savings. According to Representative Holbrook, who said, "Thank you to Sergeant Bennett and Officer Hook for your quick actions to ensure this victim did not suffer a devastating financial loss. Without the dedication and swift actions from the Shelbyville Police Department, the outcome of this case could have been very different. I applaud you and your continued efforts to ensure our community remains safe." Also, Representative Holbrook said to honor and thank the officers for their heroic actions, he presented them with certificates from the Illinois General Assembly, House of Representatives, noting their excellence on the case. And also word in that the Effingham County Fish Agency is celebrating their 55th year of serving Effingham County residents. But back in 2020, Fish planned to raise $50,000 for 50 years. However, COVID had other plans. Therefore, this year, in 2025, Fish is striving to raise $55,000 for 55 years. Fish, as you may know, is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization whose mission is to elevate the quality of life for those among us in need in Effingham County. Fish offers many services for Effingham County residents, such as emergency services, help with utilities, food, housing, medicine, etc., the clothes closet, the community holiday dinners like Thanksgiving and Christmas, plus Fish Christmas store for seniors and disabled, and definitely close to us here at the radio station, the Fish and Catholic Charities Christmas store for families and children, plus school supplies and transportation for medical appointments within a 120-mile radius of Effingham. Like every other organization, Fish is experiencing higher costs on everything. Therefore, a dollar doesn't go as far as it used to, and they're serving more people. Fish is requesting your help in raising the $55,000 by giving a donation to the organization. Your gift may be sent to Effingham County Fish, P.O. Box 473 here in Effingham, or you can use their PayPal QR code, which we'll have a link to in our story on our website. They say no gift is too small and every dollar counts. Fish is a 501c3 organization, so every gift is tax deductible. For more questions, you can email them at ecfishhumanservices@gmail.com. We'll take a break and come back with local obituaries and your forecast next.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every single morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's mattress clearance sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Mortgage loan rates are scary right now. We get it. So at Land of Lincoln Credit Union, for a limited time, we are offering the Lock Before You Look mortgage loan special. If you pre-qualify for our reduced mortgage loan rate, you can lock in your reduced rate for 90 days while you shop. No worrying about rising rates. For promotion details, qualifications, and restrictions, visit llcu.org. The LLCU Lock Before You Look special is available for a limited time only. Visit llcu.org today. LLCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. How can we help you? We really mean it. We stock over 300 vehicles to shop from. Three buildings on one site to service your vehicle quickly. From oil change to new tires or major repairs such as engine or transmission replacement. Also, if your vehicle's dirty or just needs a coat of wax, attention to detail is on site and willing to work with your schedule for full or partial details, including spray and bed liners. Again, Northside Ford is here to help. Just tell us how and when. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
News time now, 7:41 on this Friday. Let's check local obituaries. Word received of the passing of Edward John Yeager, 84, of Newton, who died on Wednesday, May 21st in Newton. A massive Christian burial for Edward John Yeager will be held at 10:30 a.m. this Tuesday, May 27th, at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Rita Cox, age 65, passed away in Charleston on Tuesday, May 20th. A celebration of life service for Rita Cox will be at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 27th at the Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup, with a memorial visitation held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, also at the funeral chapel. David Randolph Camp, 64, formerly of Altamont and currently of Frankfort Square, Illinois, passed away on April the 19th. And a celebration of life for David Randolph Camp will be held on Saturday, May 31st at MBI Construction. That's their family venue. And that's on East State Highway 33 here in Effingham. Services will start at 3 p.m. with the doors opening at 2:15. Visitation for 81-year-old Dennis Ray Riley of St. Elmo will be Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Pagel Funeral Home in St. Elmo. The visitation for Dennis Ray Riley of St. Elmo will be Tuesday again from 5 to 7 at Pagel's. A memorial service for Wayne Bushu, 76, of Altamont, will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Lutheran Care Center Chapel in Altamont. Visitation for Wayne Bushu will be at the chapel from 5 to 7 tonight. Funeral services for 99-year-old Olive Stiebner of Monticello, formerly of Neoga, will be today at noon at Swingle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation for Olive Stiebner is after 11. Funeral services for Gerald Probst, Sr., 81, of Watson, will be Saturday at 10:30 at First Church of God in Effingham. Visitation for Gerald Probst, Sr., will be from 4 to 7 tonight and from 9:30 until 10:30 on Saturday morning, all at the church. Funeral services for 78-year-old James Walters of Effingham will be today at 10 o'clock this morning at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church here in Effingham. Again, the funeral for James Walters will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony Church. And funeral services for Clara Coker, 81, of Newton, will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Visitation for Clara Coker will be from 4 to 7 tonight. Now let's check that forecast. We're expecting a mostly sunny day for us, a high near 69 with winds developing out of the west-northwest, but only up to 8 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight and a low of 49, partly sunny Saturday, nice high near 68. Saturday night's low of 52 will be followed by Sunday's mostly cloudy high of 63. However, that comes with a 30% chance of showers. And Sunday night now, they've got us as hopefully dry, a low of 51. But a 40% chance of rain returns on Memorial Day Monday. mostly cloudy and a high near 65. Right now in Effingham, we just jumped up to 52 degrees with fair skies and a southwest wind at 3 miles an hour. Yesterday's high was 63 and the morning low was 44, but currently 52 in Effingham. That's been a check of news. This is Brian Dust.